David, you guys, the start was a little quiet, I guess. You guys get a goal, but then it kind of goes quiet for a little bit. Your fight really kind of brought everything back in there. I'm sure that's not why you did it, but could you kind of feel the building kind of change at that point?
Yeah, a little bit for sure. Obviously, it was big to get a shorthanded goal there as well, so that helped. But I don't think anybody's going to look, especially my type of the player I am, I'm not going to look for a fight. It just presented itself for the opportunity, and kind of an awkward hit there, I thought. So stepped in for a teammate, but just trying to do that. I wasn't really trying to get the building going, but it definitely helps when the building does get going. It helps from momentum for sure.
Where were you when Provorov scored? Were you in here?
Yeah, I was in the room. Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. The crowd was great tonight, especially in the third. They were keeping us going, and we had a couple of good opportunities to win the game, but fortunately didn't get it done. Obviously, big kill there. We just didn't quite get it done.
You called it an awkward hit. Do you have an issue with the hit, or you just didn't like to see a team make a hit?
I'm not a huge believer in there has to be a fight after every hit by any means, but I just felt like it was kind of one of those plays where I don't want to say blindside, but he wasn't expecting it, the way it was turning. I just felt it was a bit awkward for Poutier. He was just in a vulnerable spot for sure. Just figured, had a chance to step up for teammate there. And, we didn't have our best in the early goings of that game. So, obviously, glad that the momentum helped out, but I'm not going to go looking for that regularly. Yeah. It's just when it, when I see it, it's tough. You make this a split-second decision in the moment. What you see on the ice compared to... I haven't seen it yet or just watched it again, but it wasn't like a vicious hit or anything. It was just an awkward one.
I know you guys don't like excuses in any way, but how different does this team feel right now with all the guys that aren't here?
Yeah, as injuries happen throughout the season for everybody, obviously it sucks. Anybody would tell you you want to play with your full projected lineup, and we're no different than that. But I think a lot of the guys that have stepped in have done a real good job for us and understand the way that we need to play as a team if we're going to be successful. And like you said, it really sucks. No, there's no sugarcoating it, but we got to put a team on the ice every night, and we're doing the best we can, and we're still finding a way to get points. That's the main thing.
Building on that, I mean, I know you would rather have the two if you could get it, but just being able to kind of claw one out of this game, how big is that with only one game left before the break?
Yeah, huge. You take as many points as you can. Obviously, we had a 500 road trip there. We would have loved to get a little bit better than that. But 500 road trip, we come back, you get a point. And now if we get a win going into the break, that's going to set us up pretty solid moving forward here. And the stretch run, coming back, Four Nations break. So it's, we're in a position that we don't mind, I would say, right now. But it's going to be a real battle to the end of the year with how tight everything is. So every point is going to matter, and we'll take them when we can get them, but we're going to try to get two every night.
Damon, not a lot of energy in this game from either team before the fight. Why do you think that is, and like how hard is that to get going in a game like that?
There just wasn't a lot of time and space, really, for both teams. You're trying to make your plays, and you're trying to look for something to open up, but both teams are doing a good job defensively. There is going to be chances no matter what, but felt like, everyone was kind of just waiting for that big moment to happen, and whether it was a goal or whatever it may be, but it was just one of those quiet starts to the game, but it got going as we progressed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Mm-hmm.